With just a couple days left before the end of the legislative session, lawmakers in Annapolis are in overdrive trying to get their bills over the finish line. Midnight on Monday is the deadline, and there'll be some squeakers, including some of the most high-profile legislation this session. WIPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith caught up with State House reporter Christopher Connolly, who's in Annapolis.
Chris, it's getting close to the end down there, so give us a sense of what's going on.
Well, it's a bit charged. It's crunch time. Deals have to be made. Bills have to move through the various chambers and committees. But it's also not yet the last minute. One delegate said, you know, we've got 72 hours left before it's all over, and that's a world of time in the General Assembly. Still, a lot of work to be done, especially on some of the big ticket items this year.
Speaking of big ticket, the governor's favorite bill, the Minimum Wage Act, the Senate dealt with that today. What does the bill do now, and what happens next?
Yeah, so the governor's proposal originally did three things. It raised the minimum wage to $10.10 by 2016, and then it pegged that rate to inflation, so it would go up on its own as the cost of living did. The last thing it did was to raise wages for tipped workers. That has been totally watered down, first by the House and then by the Senate Finance Committee. So now it would raise the wage to $10.10 by 2018. That's how it came out of that Finance Committee. And that's it. No inflation adjustment after that. And for tipped workers, instead of a raise, it actually freezes their pay rate at $3.63 indefinitely. That's what the current rate is right now. A whole bunch of amendments were floated on the Senate floor today to strengthen the bill or to weaken the bill by opponents of raising the wage in the first place. Every single one was rejected, so the bill stayed the same. Jamie Raskin was one of the senators who wanted to see it strengthened, but he said, you know, a lot of senators just wanted some kind of wage hike to pass this year.
There's always the calculation of whether you want to go for the absolute best product and risk going into a conference committee where everything could implode, or to take the second best solution, which is the one sitting on your desk.
As it stands right now, you know, if the bill stays as it is after the Senate vote tomorrow, that's the final vote on it, it still has to be meshed with the House version to work out the exact timing of the raise.
And another headline issue this year is marijuana. The House took up the bill looking at decriminalizing marijuana. So where do we stand on that?
Right. So the Senate passed a bill that basically says if you're caught with less than 10 grams of pot, you get a $100 ticket. You don't get a criminal record. But when the House Judiciary Committee took it up, they basically wiped that bill and they changed it so that it sets up a task force that would run for 2 years studying the ramifications of such a decriminalization policy. That passed a preliminary vote on the House floor yesterday, but then advocates said they think that they actually have the votes to decriminalize now. Delegate Kiefer Mitchell proposed an amendment to take the bill back to its original form to make it a full decriminalization bill again. He says too many people of color are having their lives ruined by minor drug convictions right now.
You know, we can't afford to wait anymore. So let's just have an up and down vote on decriminalization. And I think we can get that. I think I have the support on the floor, meeting with the chairman this afternoon, and we'll see what happens.
That chairman that he's talking about is House Judiciary Chairman Joe Valerio, who has opposed moves to relax the state's marijuana laws. So it looks like we're queued up for a long debate and likely a crucial vote on this tomorrow.
Okay, Chris, a lot of action down there. Stay tuned, and so will we. Thank you.
Sure thing.
With Christopher Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith for 88.1 WYPR.